Right, he's hardly unpacked, but he's here.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's morning show.
With thanks to sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Yes, the morning show with the Holiday Doctor, Joe Supple. Welcome back in, Joe.
Very good morning to you, Declan.
We'll catch up with your latest travels in just a second.
Absolutely.
But first of all, I mean, making the headlines is this coronavirus and the people stranded on cruises, you know, various quarantines and things like that. Some people landed in Japan and then there's others off the coast of Cambodia. Mm. I mean, has this sort of publicity affected people's bookings or consideration that they might go on a cruise?
Yeah, very much so, Declan. I was reading a report there yesterday and they were saying that there's it's looking at this stage that the cruise bookings are down by about 100 million, which is huge for the industry. And again, people will be apprehensive about going away, even if you had a pre-booking or maybe looking at a booking at the moment. And just, you know, I suppose it's something that needs to be taken into consideration. And again, like you said, a lot of the airlines have stopped flying now. So Air New Zealand, China Southern, Schwan Airlines, Air China, British Airways, Virgin Atlantic have all sort of curbed their stuff. But also there's been a sort of a spin-off effect, which a lot of people don't realise. In other words, huge conference. There's a big conference supposed to be on in Barcelona with, I think, it was like 50,000 people.
Yeah, all the latest gadgets.
That's things, exactly. Yeah. And that's been cancelled now as well. So again, all those flights. So the airlines are suffering quite a bit from this. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a huge problem at the moment. And I think it's going to continue for the moment with a lot of the airlines. And I think day by day, they're looking at all the possible solutions of where, when they're going to start flying again and things like that. But it just can't take chances, I suppose, obviously for the public, but also for the cabin crew as well.
But I've heard stories of people who are supposedly going to London or something and they were just cancelling their flight or not going to go. And you'd say, okay, it's, you know, at the moment it's contained where it is. I mean, it, you know, human nature with a virus, it'll probably go elsewhere, but they're doing the best to contain it. I mean, do you hear of people cancelling?
I do. Like, well, people would be apprehensive, especially over a certain age as well, because, you know, that's sort of the saying, like over the 50s, 55 is where the danger zone is. So I suppose anybody within that sort of onwards may sort of think twice about flying. Again, your travel insurance won't really cover it at this stage, especially for those type flights. But it's interesting, actually, the flight I was on, coming back, there was two people with masks on the plane, but they got up to go to the toilet and took the masks off. I thought, well, that's no use, you know? So, but look, I mean, for the general standard in and around Europe, stuff like that, America, everything seems to be fine so far, so good. But I mean, the main effects there, as I said, I think it's going to be a while before the airlines, they'll have to really consider when they decide to fly back there again. So
and Qantas are saying they're going to lose about $100 million or something.
Probably so, yeah. And the rest of the airlines, so it's really going to affect things terribly for them as well. So that's all the update there on the coronavirus.
Right. It doesn't stop you flying, though. Whatever. Where are you back from? Somewhere in the Canaries this time,
up and away. It's a couple of years since I've been there, actually, because this time of the year I normally would be down in Morocco in Agadir, but Arabia stopped doing the direct flights down there. So anyway, I thought, with that in mind, I went to a lovely resort called Maspalomas, which is in Gran Canaria. For people who haven't been to Gran Canaria before, the flight time is just over 4 hours. It's really good. And it's my first time. I normally would fly down with Aer Lingus, Ryanair, or one of the charters. Again, people keep asking me, because of the weather we had, I went right down in the middle of the just before Storm Ciara, and obviously we had the elections, missed all that sort of fun and games going on. But looking at flights and looking at stuff, I mean, you have your Ryanair, Aer Lingus, and TUI actually run their planes down to a lot of sun destinations. But, you know, with the demise of Thomas Cook last year, it put people in a terrible situation, well, because they would have run a lot of flights down, so you had a bit of variety there to get good deals for winter sun. But everything was coming in a really expensive. So anyway, my first time flying down with TUI, really, really good service, great cabin crew, really enjoyed the flight down. As I said,
who were they? Who was TUI?
TUI were Thompson. And then they went, cross the T's and use the I's and whatever. Their new campaign they launched, they rebranded about a year and a half ago. They're a big German company, huge in the UK as well, and very big in Ireland. They run a lot of charters down. They run the Dreamliner in the summertime down to Cancun and Jamaica and places like that. They're a really big company. Yeah, so they'll be very much up there in the operating.
And they lease their own planes, do they?
They do. They have their own planes, yeah. three of the crew actually were Irish who were on board on it. But it was a really nice, very comfortable flight. Really, we thoroughly enjoyed it. As I said, flight time's just over 4 hours. You land into Las Palmas, and then from there you would go off to your resort. So, as I said, I was staying in Maspalomas. Palomas, about a 20-25 minute transfer down. Really, really nice. So Maspalomas is a very, very popular place with the Irish tourists. You've got an amazing area there, but the beaches are just incredible. Basically, you have like 6 kilometres long of the most sandiest beaches and dunes down there. But they have a huge amount of hotels down there as well, and resorts. So a lot of people go to Maspalomas, Mellinaris, and then maybe for the night time, you might go into Play the English, which is more the party, Bucket and Spade type place. So I looked around at different properties, and I stayed in the Riu hotels, which I've stayed in before. They have hotels all over the world. And funny, because I hadn't been down in a while, a few of the hotels I would normally prefer to stay in were really booked up or really, really expensive at the time. But again, when you know a brand, it's like, you know, when Americans come here, they want to stay in the Westin or they want to stay in the Four Seasons because they know the brand. The Riu is famous worldwide. It's a Spanish group and they've hotels all over the world. Cancun, Spain. They actually did one in Dublin. They took over the Gresham, you probably know yourself. So I checked out a few different hotels they had. They had a beautiful hotel called the Hotel Riu Gran Canaria. Now, remember, down there, you've got to think they have about 6 or 7 hotels. And make sure, you've got to pick the right one and make sure you get it right, because they do have the Grand Palace, which is 5-star, normally on a bed and breakfast basis. This was an all-inclusive hotel. I know we've spoken about all-inclusive before, and you've said, well, what's the advantages? Is it really worth it? Is it good? This was out of this world. I was really, really impressed. My first time staying there, they upgraded my room, heaven forbid, Declan, to one of theirs. So you had your own private swimming pool.
Your own private swimming pool?
Private swimming pool.
Did you not get lonely, no?
No, I didn't get lonely at all. I had a great old time. Yeah, and optics in the room. And basically, people say, but what do I need? What am I going to spend? Nothing. Basically, from breakfast to lunch to snacks to dinners, teas, coffees, alcohol, wines, lunch, Prosecco or Cava, and top shelf gin and tonics, vodkas, everything's included on it, and the food. And great for kids as well.
How much is this?
Well, it's hold on now. You're overholding. It ranges. I mean, it depends. Because again, with 2 you could package up so you get your flights. Again, I looked at it because if you book the full package to 2, you'd get your flights, you get your 20 kilo bag, you get your 10 kilo carry on, you get your transfers and your hotel. And it can range from in and around the sort of, you know, the 850,000 upwards on it. Again, you could sort of book it separately if you were going to another airline on the Riu website. They have it there as well. And it works out very inexpensive. I mean, they've 600 rooms there in total. So you're talking about 1,200 people, but it's a huge, huge place there they have there. And people say, do you get tired of the variety of food because, you know, you're there for 7 days, all inclusive? Well, no, because you go for the breakfast, you've got 2 different choices for breakfast rooms. And then in the evenings, then they have, which you can pre-book as well, and it's included for everybody. They have a lovely Asian restaurant. So you can go in there, book the early sitting at 6:30 or the 8:30 booking in the evening. Then 3 different nights, they'd have the Canarian themed restaurant, which is a la carte as well. Or else you just go to the main buffet, which is really good. You've got chefs there and they've got the roast of the day, food, everything is just
in your element.
I was thoroughly. I put on a few pounds over the week. I have to say, you know, I was seeing all the pictures from home, people in the snow with their coats and everything, and there I was in 25, 26 degrees. It really was a beautiful, beautiful resort. As I said, also for kids as well. And one big section, they have this huge kids section, and of course they've all the Riu team leaders there who are looking after the kids. You've got water aerobics, you have yoga in the morning. Everything is included in that. So basically, when you're in the resort, the only time I left the resort was to go out for big walks in the morning, trying to walk off the few little pounds from the night before. So that's Maspalomas, Mellinaris. I mean, but anyone heading down Gran Canaria-wise, when you fly into Las Palmas, you've got choices there as well. You have Puerto Rico, which is hugely popular with the Irish. You play the English, as I said, is more sort of party, night type life. And then you have Mogán, which is an amazing fishing village as well. So these are all those areas within that. And it's really, really great for the winter sun.
Yes.
And also for people going to the island, duty free, big thing. if you want to get your cigs or your alcohol, whatever you want to get, but also for shopping as well. They have fantastic, fantastic shopping there.
So you enjoyed it down there, yeah, outside the EU, of course.
Absolutely.
The thing is, I believe those all-inclusive things when it comes to drink and all that, they have it all sussed out that you sort of do the dog on them the first 2 days, and then you have to, you slow down because your body can't take it for the rest of the week, and they work it out that they actually gain it all back.
Well, let's say I just tipped along very nicely, but I very much agree with you. And again, in the evening time as well, Declan, you know, you're sort of there and you're on the resort and you're thinking, but they also have like a theatre there. So every night they put on a show, whether it's Greece or stuff like that. They have local musicians on there singing and stuff. There's a lovely atmosphere to the whole place.
And you know, the weather good.
The weather was 25, 26 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful sunshine. So all in all, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Highly recommend it. Nice place to go, Maspalomas, Melinaris. The all-inclusive was fantastic. And as I said, for kids as well, it's brilliant because the kids are looked after.
Okay. So. Holiday Doc Joe Supple from Gran Canaria. Thanks very much.
Great stuff. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, Joe, thank you. So it sounds like you had a good time. All right. Morning show at East Coast.